A wildlife conservation professor says guns don't deter bear attacks as well as pepper spray. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
Former Katmai National Park bear biologist Dr. Tom Smith, now of Brigham Young University in Utah, and the co-authors of a recent study analyzed 269 incidents in Alaska involving guns, people, and bears, most of them grizzly or brown bears. He says in 15% of those incidents, people panicked, decided they didn't want to shoot, couldn't get off a shot soon enough, or didn't hit the bear. He says 85% of the time, people did shoot the bear. In those 229 incidents, 175 bears were killed, but Smith says the people didn't fare so well either.
We had a 24% injury rate on humans. So, and of those injuries, there were some minor ones that didn't require hospitalization, but there were 17 fatalities where the bear did kill the person, and there was 30 to 40 severe injuries. This is where people required hospitalizations.
In 2008, Smith studied 175 conflicts where people used deterrents such as pepper spray. He says that study showed bear spray worked 92% of the time compared to a 67% success rate using guns. And he says conflicts involving bear spray were less hazardous for bears and people than those involving guns.
Bear spray resulted in about only, of those people involved, only three humans were injured by bears. It was all by grizzly bears or brown bears, and they were all minor injuries. That is, they didn't require hospitalization.
However, Smith emphasizes he's not anti-gun.
Somebody said, well, I wouldn't put my gun down to use bear spray. And I said, well, I'm with you on that. I wouldn't either. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. If I had a gun in my hands and a bear was charging, I would start shooting and I wouldn't quit until it was down and dead.
He says part of the problem is that few people are actually well prepared to shoot a charging bear.
Nobody I know practices shooting a large object coming at you at incredible speed over uneven terrain in dense brush and can be accurate with that. That's a problem. So that's, I think, part of why we see it. The other one is, let's say you're in camp and you're walking around and you're getting things ready. You're not going to be walking around with a gun in your hand. But if you have a can of bear spray on your hip, at least you've got something that you can bring up to dissuade a bear, to coax it to go somewhere else.
On the other hand, Smith says guns do have one significant advantage.
Guns do something that non-lethal deterrents like bear spray cannot do, which is a gun can settle the argument for once and for all. You can pull the trigger, the bear is dead. And that's the end of that. And sometimes that is the only solution for some bears in Alaska that have either gotten into garbage and they're not going to leave a camp alone. They're going to tear things up. They're starting to threaten survivability of the people involved. That bear needs to be shot. And, going around with bear spray isn't going to really help you.
Smith says the big lesson here is it's best not to ever get charged by a bear. Experts recommend that when in bear country, people hike in groups, avoid areas with poor visibility, give mothers and cubs wide berth, and make lots of noise so as not to surprise a bear. Smith also says bears can run much faster than people, so it's best to stand your ground if a bear does charge. Smith's study was published in the latest issue of the Journal of Wildlife Management. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.